A streak in the sky that could be seen from Kodiak to Homer at dusk on Friday was a multi-stage rocket. The joint NASA Air Force research mission successfully lifted off from the Kodiak Launch Complex on Narrow Cape, and it comes at a crucial time for the Alaska Aerospace Corporation. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
4, 3, 2, 1, ignition. We have liftoff of the
Air
At 4:25 p.m., the Minotaur 4 rocket lifted off at dusk, its contrail snaking upwards, the backdrop a nearly full white moon hanging in a cloudless sky. Minutes after the launch, there was a jubilant atmosphere as each of the four stages separated. Alaska Aerospace Corporation's chief operating officer, Tom Case, stood outside listening as mission controllers reported all was going to plan.
The launch had all appearances of being completely successful. I got off the pad very expeditiously, just like planned. All the data reporting reports we hear on the countdown broadcast show nominal performance, which is the way it should be.
Inside the control room, officers from the Air Force's Space Development and Test Wing watched as the rocket achieved its polar orbit. Lieutenant Colonel Kent Nickel from Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico was the deputy mission commander.
So far, so good. We fairly nominal count. So far, we've gone through all the events on schedule. We basically have deployed all the satellites at this point.
The fifth stage was a reported success, and the Kodiak launch became the site of the first time a Minotaur 4 rocket was able to send payloads into two separate orbits. Earlier in the day, representatives from NASA's Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley in California signed a memorandum of understanding with the Aerospace Corporation. While the document doesn't specifically guarantee future missions, both sides say the agreement will streamline the ability to collaborate in the future. Ames Research Center Chief Pete Warden said the Kodiak facility is well-suited for developing niche in satellite technology.
This launch complex is ideal for small, low-cost satellites, and we're now into something called a CubeSat, which is a thing, not much bigger than my fist. It weighs about 2 pounds. And the price of making these things is down to a few $1,000s or less. But just putting a satellite in space isn't the whole story. You need to have a network on the ground so that you can communicate with it. And we'll be working with educational institutions across Alaska.
This $170 million mission comes at a crucial time for the Alaska Aerospace Corporation, which hadn't put a rocket into orbit for nearly 2 years. The state-owned corporation has seen a reduction in federal funding, which was compounded by the loss of its missile defense contract this year. It was forced to appeal to the state and received $4 million from Juneau to pay the bills. In recent months, it's emerged that the state-owned corporation is negotiating with the governor's office over a long-term funding commitment. Details of the proposal haven't been released, but Aerospace Corporation officials have confirmed they're mulling an expansion into launching larger medium-lift rockets. That would cost upwards of $80 million. The corporation is also asking for a reported $10 million annual commitment for the next 4 years. On Narrow Cape, I'm Jacob Resnick.